Next time you plan to venture into Eureka Springs to ride the trolley and enjoy a fine meal at one of many local restaurants, you could consider combining the two. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us aboard Café Roulant.
Howdy, folks. Welcome to Café Roulant.
Tom Tharp, dressed in vintage conductor gear, invites us aboard his antique green trolley with redwood trim parked in front of the Eureka Springs Visitor Center of Pine Mountain Village. Server Aaliyah Wade meets us inside, standing among a half dozen white linen-covered tables set with heavy china, silverware, and thick glassware, prepared for this evening's dinner guests.
This is a reconditioned Eureka Springs retired city trolley. It's one of the old original trolleys that Chance Motor Coach Company built over in Kansas many years ago, and they were built to look as much like a San Francisco trolley that people have in their mind as possible. So it's not just a bus with a thing on the roof. It actually looks like a trolley. The interior, we repurposed as many of the old original mahogany seats as we could. So the only thing that we did not recycle were the tables. We had to custom build some tables. But we reused all the brass poles. We've still got the leather handholds up on the top of the poles, just like the original trolleys had in them. So you really get the feel that you're still in a trolley, but you get to eat dinner.
Now, if Tom Tharp's voice sounds familiar, it's because this Carroll County native is a fixture on Eureka's landscape, operating Eureka Carriage, the city's popular horse-drawn guided historic tour. But he's been planning this venture for several years.
So we just kind of were looking around, and the trolley idea just kind of fell into our lap, and we gave it a shot, and it actually works. We've got a full-size kitchen refrigerator freezer in here to keep drinks cold and ice, of course, and desserts. Everything else is chef-prepared.
Tom Tharp, who will drive the trolley, invented the concept after seeing horse-drawn wagon cafes in Europe and double-decker restaurant buses in China. He believes this is the first restaurant of its kind in the United States. Café Roulant's partnered with the finest restaurants in the city, including Cottage Inn, which serves Mediterranean cuisine, DeVito's Italian Restaurant, specializing in fresh trout, and local American Bistro, farm to table fresh.
We have a rotating list right now with four different restaurants, and we plan on adding to that as the tourist season progresses. Each night, the chef will prepare a special menu just for us that's not on any regular menu anywhere in town.
Dinner tours are $44 per person and last for about an hour. Reservations are encouraged. Walk-ups are welcome. During the season, March through December, lunch is served at 1 p.m., dinner at 6 and 8. Café Roulant always departs from the Eureka Springs Visitor Center, where there's plenty of free parking. In the evenings, the trolley is softly illuminated after dark with ambient music.
We drive around at a leisurely 10 miles an hour. There are certain parts in town where we go even slower than that because, as you know, our streets here in Eureka Springs are quite unique. And we have done several tours and have yet to spill any water on anybody. We've done really well. The tables are custom designed with a skid stop paint on the surface of the tables so that nothing slides around. There's even a skid stop tape surface on the bench seats so you don't slide out of the bench as we go around a corner. We thought well ahead about people moving around as we go around corners.
Café Roulant seats a dozen patrons comfortably or more intimately and can accommodate small group events such as private parties and weddings.
And it'll just be friends and family on board, and we can drive around for an hour or so, let everybody celebrate and have a good time.
Then Tom Tharp's already planning to expand excursions.
Beginning in the spring, sometime around April or May, we will also be doing lake tours out around Beaver Lake. We'll actually be crossing over Beaver Dam, hopefully around the sunset evening part of the time. So it'll be a nice view seeing the sunset out over the lake and driving around some parts that most people don't get to see.
The menu changes every day, says Tom Tharp, and the scenery every minute. Café Roulant does not have a liquor license, so patrons are encouraged to bring aboard their alcoholic beverage of choice to accompany your three-course meal and the scenery. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Café Roulant will open for Valentine's Day dinner. Winter hours are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings. Menus are posted daily on Facebook. Visit rollingcafe.com for reservations.